393-3700 again is the McLaren Health Plan phone line as we head out to talk with Dr. John Braccio, who's the director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Always an interesting read, especially if you're kind of in a funk and you want to get upbeat. Go to drjohnb.com. Dr. Braccio, how are you?
Well, with this sun today, Tony, it's beautiful, and we can really approach life today as one to enjoy.
Well, you know what I want to talk about today? I want to talk about apathy, especially among our young people in regards to civic duty, and more specifically when it comes to voting. The turnout for today's election is supposed to be less than 50%, and it could be around 25%, with many young voters declining not to do that. Tell us a little bit about apathy, especially among young people when it comes to these civic responsibilities, and what we can do to encourage them to get out there and vote and do other things that help their community.
I think part of it is really to get people interested in life, Tony, interested in doing things, interested in civic duty, kind of the old John F. Kennedy, who was inaugural address, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country, and try to get people really civic-minded. I think a lot of people are just turned off or have no interest. They're just living day-to-day. They're into their music, their iPad, their school, whatever it might be, and they're really not looking at really the duty and responsibility of being a citizen and really taking part in the great process of voting and making major decisions in life. And that's something I think we all have to work on. Parents need to do it. Schools need to do it. People like you and I talking right now need to encourage people to do this and really get away from just the kind of apathy that a lot of people have in life. A lot of people just live a day and they really don't even think how everything is organized and who runs things and who's really trying to be helpful. I mean, people certainly noticed when their lights went out, okay, when you know, last winter, the winter never to be forgotten. But otherwise, people are too often not interested in how systems work and how what an important part they really are to it. So I think it's civic people getting involved, it's parents, it's schools, it's communities, it's everybody really jointly trying to work and convince people to become more involved in the government that we're all a part.
How about younger adults, especially folks, in that 18 to 25 range?
Well, it's always a hard group to get that motivated, but I think that type of apathy is a negative apathy, obviously, and somehow we just need to encourage, we need to cajole. I think a lot of that can happen at home if the parents are voting. They can really encourage the children over years. It's like, you know, you can't just start having people want to go to church when they're 18. I mean, these are things you have to be working on over life. So I think it's maybe something as a society we need to really be kindling more, encouraging people to vote, to take part in the process, and really learn how government really works. A lot of people really, Tony, quite candidly, they just don't care. They just live day to day, and unless there's a problem, they don't do it. But again, I think right now things like you and I, what we're talking about now, and parents, community, teachers, people all pushing together the kind of the glory and the wonder of being in a situation where we can vote for things like school villages, like people that are going to represent us. And I think that's really a wonderful experience. A lot of places in the world, they really don't have anything like that, even though it's hard to you can't get someone to vote to try to convince them of that, but it is quite a wonderful experience that we all have a chance to take part in, and I think people really need to be encouraged, young people, old people, but let's talk about young people more and more because really it's their country, it's their next generation to come in and try to make it better.
What do you tell people when they're in a funk and they come to you and they just can't seem to pull themselves out, especially when it comes to serving others?
I think a lot of life is a choice. And if we choose to look at things in a negative way and we choose to see woe is me or woe is life or woe is everything, then woe is what is going to happen to you. I just encourage people to, the carpe diem, enjoy today. Live in the now. in the sense of enjoying, moving forward, learning, but kind of seeing it as this precious commodity that you have. Time is a very precious commodity, and we don't have a lot of it. It's at the end of life that people are always thinking of things they wish that they had done. So what we need to be doing is, at the end of life, say, life well spent, and be able to leave, and if we believe in spiritual, you know, in terms of heaven, wherever we believe, that we can go at a time we think we've made our mark, we've made things better. But in order to do that, you need to live each day, you need to enjoy each day, you need to make some impact on people, because I ultimately believe the impact that we've had on others is the final determination of how successful our lives have been. And when it's a positive, loving type of an impact, and a mentoring type of an impact, then we really affect people for generations, and we have had a useful, helpful life. Too many people don't see that. They're so overwhelmed day to day that they don't enjoy the day and they don't build for the future. And if you're overwhelmed day after day, then you don't really have a life. You're just kind of overwhelmed, living in the past, just concerned in the present, and no future.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services. We've been speaking psychological. Check out his great website at drjohnb.com, sir. Have an awesome day.
Same to you, my friend.